88 season was a good year for OSU. Sanders ran for 2,628 yards, scored 39 touchdowns, and the most productive season for running back in college football history. And he won the Heisman as the team was in Tokyo to play. You were broadcasting in the Tokyo Stadium. That's an experience that you should tell us about.
That is an amazing deal, the whole thing. The Japanese, whoever their promoters were, they have a domed stadium in Tokyo, the Tokyo Dome, and it's baseball configuration. They, each year, would have two schools schedule one of their regular games over there in the Tokyo Dome, and they would fly both teams over and then play the game. OSU was to play Texas Tech in the Tokyo Dome. So we had a 747, and on one side of the plane were the OSU people, players, coaches, fans. On the other side of the plane, split down the middle, Texas Tech, players, coaches, fans. Not saying this to be funny or salacious, if that's the word, but the Japanese people wanted blondes with big boobs, so they got the Miami Dolphin cheerleaders, and they wanted the Grambling Band. So the Grambling Band and the Miami Dolphin cheerleaders were upstairs in the 747, and then the two teams, the lower level. We took off from Dallas, went to Anchorage, and then from Anchorage to Tokyo. We landed in Tokyo, and my wife went with us. They took her, which I really appreciated. Here we are in Tokyo, and we don't know what the heck we're doing. We get off the airplane, kind of just wandered around. We got kind of lost, and finally we got organized and went to the Miyako Hotel. Jack Dale, the broadcaster for Texas Tech, and I, longtime friends, still are. He's retired too now. We went out to Tokyo Dome the next day and watched the teams practice. They had a little banquet there, and there was no press box because of baseball configuration, and there was no provision at all for us. We kept, through a Japanese interpreter, trying to tell them we got to have a press box. There was no scoreboard for football even. They put us in the stands up about 12 rows up, which was not near high enough, and had a little wooden deal screwed on, and that was our press box. And we were sitting in people's seats. Well, these Japanese people who had tickets came in and said, And Dr. Boger, who was president emeritus at Oklahoma State, a tremendous friend, a great friend, he was there, and he was going to keep stats for me because OSU would not send our regular crew over, too expensive. So Dr. Boger kept stats for me. And this was when Barry Sanders was about to break the all-time rushing record. The game here in the United States was played at about 2:30 a.m. American time. And ESPN, which wasn't nearly as developed as it is now, was listening to our broadcast to see when Barry Sanders broke the all-time record. So we're real low, about 12 rows up. Here's the field way up there because we're in like left field again, only we're low. When we were in Yankee Stadium, we were high. It's hard to tell whether it's the 8 or the 18. I mean, it's really tough. I say, Sanders takes the ball over right tackle. He's up to the 20. And in my ear, President Boger says, that's it. He breaks the record. So I said, and that's it. Barry Sanders, that's the all-time. About that time, Dr. Boger said, wait a minute, I added wrong. And after it was over, I said, here you are, your president emeritus, and you can't add. He got a big kick out of it, but we corrected ourselves. Okay, so the game finally was over, and I think OSU won. It's our call. So the next day, the Heisman Trophy is to be presented. And CBS had a studio about as big as this area here, makeshift little studio there in downtown Tokyo. And believe it or not, and this is the truth, John, Barry Sanders did not want to accept the Heisman Trophy. He wouldn't leave the hotel. And Pat Jones got to Barry in the hotel. I said, Barry, if you turn this down, you're going to ruin OSU football forever.
What was Barry's reasoning?
Okay, he later played in the NFL. Yeah. He plays one more year. He sets the all-time rushing record. He didn't play. Why? Just the way Barry was. He didn't care about records. He didn't care about any of that stuff. I know it doesn't make sense, but he had no explanation. So finally, he agreed to take the Heisman. So we go to this little makeshift studio. And I'm standing right there, and they present it to him, and he didn't have a negative reaction, but no, oh, wonderful, or anything. I never will understand the guy. That was quite a deal. And I mean, Pat Jones was really sweating blood. If he had turned that down, it would have been a national scandal, you know, and a big black mark on OSU. That's a true story. And by the same token, you go downstairs in the hotel and get a Coke, and Barry's there and say, hey, Bob, how you doing? You're real friendly. And yet, that's so counter to the way he was moody or something. One other little funny thing that has nothing to do with anything. I got locked in, as Jack did, in the Tokyo Dome the day before the game. We were trying to tell the people what we needed, and meanwhile the teams left, and we were stranded in there in the Tokyo Dome, which was air-supported. You can't just open the door and go out in an air-supported stadium. You got to go through an airlock or something. Mm-hmm. So Jack went on his way, and I went to this Japanese guy and tried in English to say, I need a cab, taxi cab. And finally, I think the guy got my word. So he kind of motioned to go outside. So I went through the airlock and outside, and up drives this cab. I start to get in, and he goes crazy. Cab driver says, I got in other words, this wasn't my cab. So I back off like that. He drives away. About 2 minutes later, he comes back, opens the back. It was my cab. So I get in the cab, and he starts playing Armed Forces Radio music, American music. He wants a tip. So I tell you, Miyako Hotel. We come up to the Miyako Hotel, get out. I thought, boy, this doesn't look right. It said Miyako Hotel, but it wasn't where we were staying. Turns out there were two Miyako Hotels. Well, I won't go any further, but you can tell it was just a rat race.
And on top of that, the Japanese didn't understand football, did they?
No.
They didn't know when to cheer or when not to cheer.